Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Friday, which means it's time for the Gossingtons. You want to know a little secret? I've got a guest host this week.
That's right. It's your girl, Shea Coulee, filling in this week, and the goss is hot. We talk about the Golden Globes, the world becoming more queer.
And we've even got a super special tip spot from T.S. Madison. That's a T.S. Madison experience.
Yeah, girl. And I also think that Alaska is going to be popping in as well, because you just can't keep her away, even if she's got the week off.
She knew she loved the drag. Okay, let's get into this. TGI Hot Goss.
Hot Goss.
Forever Dog.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scolding serving of Hot Goss. Oh God, that bird just took Alaska away. Oh no, whatever will we do with our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some hot goss. We have a very, very, very special guest today. Alaska couldn't be here, so it's the mom rule that we get another winner from the program. When I can't be here, we're going to get Sherry Pie. So our winner for the day is the one, the only. Give it up for Chicago's own Shea Coulee.
Chicago in the house, girl. What you gonna do?
Chicago in the house, leader of the Chicago Drag Council.
Yes. Hi, how are you, Willem? It is so good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too. And we both have high ponies on.
Yeah, you know, we are women busy at work. We can't let hair get in our way, you know?
No. Just a little.
And it's great for sucking dick.
Keep it out of the way. I think every wig I wear, the two things that I look for are, will it stay on if I'm running, and will it stay on if I'm sucking?
You know, I've never really thought about the running, but I probably should consider that more, because like that is survival instinct right there, and I feel like I should have more of that. So I'm going to think about that deeper.
Borrow a good Olivia Lux sneaker wedge so you can really get some traction going. Speed. So you're covered in snow right now, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have actually had the last 2 days, actually, it's been over 40 degrees. So a lot of the snow has been melting. Unfortunately, my backyard doesn't get much snow. So, I still really can't get down to the basement to do any laundry. But, hopefully, I mean, I believe in the next like 2 weeks or so, it should definitely melt and I should be able to get down there.
I love that.
Fun and so rugged.
Yeah. And most girls don't wash your drag anyway, so you're going to be fine without some laundry for a little bit.
You know, I've just been doing it in the bathtub. You know, you just put some delicates in there with a little bit of a detergent, girl, and just like shake it and good to go.
When I was on the road, I would wash my socks and then I would put them in a drawer with the blow dryer from the hotel. And then I started a fire. So I stopped doing my own laundry. She was sparking up with this wool sock and I was like, oh, damn.
That is, you know, those natural fibers, you know, they love to just like catch a flame. I actually was doing a show once and I was sharing a dressing room with Pheromone, and she had just finished cleaning her lace with a towel that had 99% alcohol on it. And she was like venting about something and just like threw it on a candle that she had lit 20 minutes earlier. And I kid you not, this whole towel went up into flames. And like, luckily there was a sink in the dressing room, because I just grabbed it by the corner, ran through it in the sink and just like turned the water on. But we both were like, maybe we shouldn't light any more candles in the dressing room.
Just trying to have a vibe at the Murray and Peter.
I mean, it was vanilla. What kind of vibe are you going to get from that besides like white bitch?
Honey, you know the one kind of candle I get? Sugar cookie and vanilla. So you describe me. Those are my two go-to CBS candles, always, every time. Yes. Are you watching season 13 of Drag Race?
I am.
There's so much drag happening right now. I'm kind of into the BBC girls too, and then Drag Race España got announced. Ella es un chica. She's all the girls are coming.
I'm ready for it.
I remember your first season. You won like 4 challenges. Yes. Season 9, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you feel about these hoes who come back to Untucked and they're just like, oh, I should have been a Tom. Oh, I really, they're not seeing me.
You know, I feel like contestants have to remember that you came on the show to be judged. And we obviously do drag because we're passionate about it. But when somebody who is giving their objective opinion is like just trying to speak on what they saw you do in the challenge, you kind of got to remove your personal feelings about yourself from it, because we all have big egos. We're all going to think that we're the best, but you have to really take on what they're saying and be like, okay, these people don't really know me that well, same as like anybody else out in the world, and this is what they perceive. So how is it that I'm going to try and work better to make my point come across and make them see me how I want to be seen? I feel like that's just the way to think about it. Complaining about it is not going to do anything.
Complaining is draining, honey.
Yeah.
I just think if the girls didn't want to be safe, they should have just done better.
That is actually a much easier solution.
Honestly, like it's the best.
Yeah, you know, perform better.
Now, I saw something that was better than all of my girl groups put together. The Melanin's Dynasty photo, ma'am. Oh. How did y'all decide who got in the middle, or did you switch? You're like, I'm in the middle now for this setup.
It's so funny.
Jada said, I'm in the blonde hair, I'm in the middle.
Because, well, it was actually Priyanka's idea, because she was like, I'm going to be in town, so, like, let's do a photo. And she's like, I'm thinking this. And she sent the Rolling Stone cover, and we were both like, yes, dope. And so I was like, I feel like in another life, like, I would make a really great casting director. So I'm obviously looking at the three of us. I was just all like, okay, without a doubt, Jada is Beyonce. I was like, come on. There's no denying that. I was like, look at her. And I was just all like, and I'm definitely the Kelly Rowland, because, like, look at me. And then I was just like, and then Priyanka's obviously Michelle. And
that's not fair. She could be Latavia, too.
She could. She really could. But, you know, at the photo shoot, it was really funny because there was this moment where we're all in the pose and Priyanka was like, hey, guys, like, why am I Michelle? And Jada just stopped and, like, looked at her up and down like, you know why.
Well, honey, you were the last one in the group, Priyanka. You're the last one to win, so you're the Michelle.
You know, it's just kind of how it happens. You know, she won first, I won second, and then Priyanka. But it was just a really fun time. I just, like, it was nice that we could all, like, be in a room together and just have, like, a really cool moment. And I love them both. We were just kikiing and having fun and just, like, cracking jokes the entire time.
I mean, group shows are the best because you get to hang out with your sisters and, you know, get new jewelry when you borrow it and don't give it back. So many fun experiences, I think.
And so many, like, cool techniques that you learn. Like, you're the person that taught me how to stone a lace front for a stage so that, like, people can't clock it and just looks like you got a cool jeweled hairline. Like, so smart.
Bitch, you're the one that taught me this eye shape with the leaving it open right there. My makeup Bam. Changed after you did my makeup. And then I started looking at Aquarius, too, and I was like, well, I could be pretty, too. But You've been a pretty girl.
You've been one of the hot girls, you know, from the jump.
I mean, from across the street, I'm great.
Hey, I mean, we all have to live across the street from somebody.
Yeah. I didn't even know they were across the street. I just thought I'll get my mail there. Speaking of mails, that made no sense. It's award season right now, and the Mom Network is nominated for some Queerty Awards. So we don't know if we won yet by the time this came out, but if we didn't, it's rigged.
It's rigged and rotted.
And congratulations to whoever did win, but you don't deserve it.
Yeah, that's why none of the true beauties were here tonight.
None of them. They didn't want to come out and compete. I think that Alaska's not here because she's checking on the votes with Dominion voting system that Queerty hired to count. But we'll see what happens. Right now, the award shows are going on all over the Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press. There's this one show called Amelie in Paris, which flew out all these members of the Hollywood Foreign Press, put them at two-night stays at like this $1,400 a night hotel in Paris. They came to the set. They played around like with fashions and all that. And then randomly, it's nominated for a Golden Globe. Shock and awe, of course, because they like wined and dined all these Hollywood Foreign Press people. Yet the good shit, like Michaela Coe, I Will Destroy You, nowhere nominated, even though she wrote that shit. She directed that shit. She sold that shit as a show, too. Like, where are those things? Where's The Five Bloods? Judas and the Black Messiah, getting through that movie was really tough, but it should be required watching for every person in America.
Yes.
And like now knowing the shit that like Malcolm X's assassin was like hired by the United States and he's admitting that, like all these things, they need to be nominated for awards too, bitch. Nobody wants to see Amelie in Paris with an award.
Girl, all I saw from that was the trailer and I was just all like, now this is some rigor mortis, you know, just some like white girl talking her way into a job about nothing that she knows about. I was like, wow. All it took was 30 seconds and I was like, how?
Exactly. If you watch the show on mute, you would get more than a general understanding of why no one else would want to watch it. Honestly.
100%.
So I'm kind of boycotting the Golden Globes this year. So if somebody wins, that's nice, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all awards season is, it's like, I feel like it's very, I don't care. That's long story short, I don't care. I just like to watch the red carpets and see what everyone is wearing. The ceremonies are boring. And now that we have like social media and you can get like all the highlights on Twitter, like why bother tuning in? Like all the good stuff winds up on Twitter within minutes. So I'll just keep scrolling.
I went to the SAG Awards one year and Michael Jordan was across the table. Michael B. Jordan was across the table at me in that Bhutan harness. And I was like, I like your harness. And he gave me one of these. I was like, oh!
Does that mean I can come tug on it?
I wanted to hop across that table and be like, everybody sit down, the commercial's ending. I was like trying to do laps around the room every commercial, just trying to meet people, like someone talk to me. Do you hear that? What's that? Is that a little song? Ooh, the listens are coming.
Ooh, is that a bop that I hear? Echoing in the background? Well, y'all know every week here at Hot Goss, the ladies give a nice shout out to somebody in the queer community who is popping off. We call it the Rainbow Spotlight. And this week... I know that rainbow wig is everything.
Please excuse the dark lace. Todrick just borrowed it. Stephen Austin did it for me.
That is gorgianta.
No, a guy named Mikey, Unicorn Mikey, did it.
In Australia. Love it regardless.
There's so many men doing wigs.
But yeah, on the subject of rainbows, the rainbow spotlight for this week is the one, the only Evan Mills, aka Sissy Boy from Chicago. You should go and give them a follow at Ak Van Mills, AkVanMills.
And we're going to put that on our Race Chaser Instagram. Go check it out. And here's a little listen.
You're a little sissy boy. You're a little sissy boy. You're gonna wear your mama's clothes. Gonna do it, but nobody knows. Cause you're a little sissy boy. You're a little sissy boy. You're gonna wear your mama's clothes. Gonna do it, but nobody knows. Staring at the boys at school. Sitting in your history class. Now learn about your history. So you ask for the hall pass. And you're walking down the hallway. And you see that boy come your way. And you act like you don't see him. But it's obvious you see him. Here he comes. And here he comes. But there he goes. And there you go. Cause you're a little sissy boy. Shine away from other boys. Feel your best when you're alone. The only thing you've ever known. You tell yourself it'll be okay. You tell yourself it goes away, but you're a little sissy boy. You gotta love that little sissy boy. At a party away from home, there's lots of people around. He's talking to a pretty girl.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Welcome, welcome back. We are very excited for the tip spot this week. We ask you, you only tip the girls clean bills. Do not have any wing sauce on your hands, or we will take the wings off the happy hour menu. Anyway, the tip spot today is the one, the only, T.S. Madison.
I need a tip spot. Hey.
What you need, girl? What you saying? What you
need? Hey, girl.
What's going on?
What is up? The one and only. You look so beautiful.
Thank you, baby. Y'all looking good over there, honey. Y'all giving me. I want to add some more, honey.
Girl, Jesus. Them hoops.
Yes, them ghetto
the
hoops.
Hoops is hooping.
Hoops is life.
She's a conglomerate.
The Quintanas.
Yes.
From down south. Used to like me to spank her cum in her mouth.
Yes. Come on, Kim.
How are you doing? I'm so glad to see you. Welcome to the Hot Goss.
Yes, I'm doing really good. You know, I'm always happy to see you. You know, you're my girl. Actually, I tell everybody when we talk about you that you made me found out that I was a queer trans.
Oh, yeah. Australia, right?
Australia. When we worked in Australia, you made me find out. And listen, here's the thing. I'm always fucking up some shit because I'm an old ass queen. And I came out when it was two things, when it was either a damn fag or a dyke. Mm-hmm. Now we're cis and trans and gender nonconforming and fluid and
the alphabet
and,
mafia
and binary and non-binary and you know which I don't have any issue with because I'm glad I'm learning these things, but you really simplified something for me because I could never understand why was it that I had such a deep affection, like really deep affection for drag and all things put it on, take it off, and still be a trans woman. You was like, Madison, you are gender, you're queer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, can I be queer and trans at the same time? You was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You could be all of everything. Queer is what I am, drag is what I eat.
Mm.
Mm.
eat it. I'm so happy that you're going to be on TV, because I find the best way to convey information that people need is through like entertainment and laughter. And like, you bring it, girl. I can't see anybody being in a bad mood around you.
Yeah. You can't do that. No.
And March 4th, you're going to be on
the WeTV. Yes! Honey, the T.S. Madison Experience is coming to WeTV March 4th at 10 p.m.
A fully functioning reality show.
Fully functional. Yes.
Hell yes.
Girl. Did you tape before the quarantine, or were you doing it in the middle of it? How did that go, filming everything?
We were taping the show during the quarantine. And I also taped Drag Race during the quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we saw.
You looked fabulous. You look so good, girl.
Thank you, Shay. Come on. Yes. Listen.
I was like, it's about time that they had Miss T.S. Madison up in here judging the girls.
Well,
so,
I mean,
they needed that.
I mean, step your pussy up is a coined phrase over there, honey.
Yes.
Yes. We know Miss RuPaul likes to take inspiration from all the lovely dolls around the world. And we are so thankful. I mean, I'm not apologizing for nothing. I did either. But you got on the judging panel twice in a season.
Yes.
That's a feat.
Yeah.
You got to beat Vanessa Williams. She's the only 3-time holder.
Listen, welcome to the comfort zone.
Honey, last night I had a come fart zone. I had to change the sheets.
No.
Yeah.
Is that boy? Listen, Willem. Listen, is that boy still a bottom?
The boy is still a bottom, except when somebody got crossfaded on Super Bowl night, and I tried it because he wanted me to, and I was like, this tastes different.
It don't taste like chicken.
Yeah, I was like, what? I don't like this. I don't, yeah, why isn't my face pressed against the window?
Yeah. You better have your bed up against the window.
Yeah, for sure. Feng Shui. Feng Shui the fuck out of it. Madison, what can we expect on the show? I saw your mom was on there. Was that your dad telling you that you were demonized?
Yes. My mother's on the show. My team that helped me, you know, build the Queen Supreme Court show that I do online. And my family, my brothers, my dad, some of my co-hosts from the Queen Supreme Court show are going to be on there. And it's just a lot of stuff going on. I will say this, Willem, you know, just like you helped me understand that I was queer, this whole reality television show helped me understand lots of things about myself that I really didn't know were true. Like, you know, they said that I micromanage. They say that I can be a bitch sometimes. They say that I'm over demanding, you know, all the things that I thought were lies. Until I actually was in the moment filming, I was like, oh my God, wait, did I say that? I didn't mean that. That's not, I didn't. Wait. Okay, it's editing. It's editing, God. It's editing.
I mean, sometimes it's just you want to get your stuff done, and you're a boss bitch, and you're on set, and you're the master chef in the kitchen. You can't look at every single little plate and put a little thank you and please and a hand job on the end of it for each PA.
But wait a minute, I love a good hand job, honey. Giving like, and receiving.
I heard the crew was very happy on your set.
Oh yeah, they were. They're very happy. You listen, we said such nicety things. You know how some people think I'm nice and some people think I'm nasty, but if you really want to know, just fuck me and I'll just be really nice.
If you really want to know, watch the show.
Right.
Absolutely.
That. Yes. And fuck me too if you got your coins together.
Oh yeah. Put on that good fuck me mix. Fuck me. What first season were you a judge on Drag Race? Do you remember?
This one.
Really?
This is the first season that I've ever been a judge on Drag Race, season 13.
Yes.
And I have to say that I honestly owe a lot of that to the fans and also to Silky Nutmeg Ganache, because she played me on season
11 for Snatch 11. Game.
She played me for season 11 on Snatch Game, and she won the Snatch Game.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, the material was there. I mean, she was just...
I mean, look at the material.
Yeah. No wave, honey. 22 inches, bitch. Yes. You know?
That was my introduction to T.S. Madison.
Yeah. The 22 inches. 22 yes. inches, honey. So, Shea Coulee. God damn it. You are a beautiful, you are a beautiful Grace Jones to me.
Thank you.
Every
Thank
time you. I'm on your Instagram, I'm like liking all your stuff because you just embody all the things that I love about Grace Jones. I think Grace Jones is so amazing. Like she's just beauty to me.
I love her. And she's also like, I just feel like I have like a connection with her. First of all, because I remember seeing her in Boomerang and being like, who the fuck is this bitch?
As when she said, Strong you J. don't. Strong J and you know gay, you just don't want to fuck me.
And I was just like, what is it about this woman that I connect with? But I love it too because she came from a really religious background like I did, you know, and I feel like sometimes, you know, when you're queer growing up in the church, being, you know, black and other, you just sometimes feel like you really, when you get out in the world, gotta just like
Let it go.
It all go. Yes. And that's what I love about her because I was just like, I feel the same way. Like I had to get out there and just like let my shit go.
And so how many times have you had a man pull up to your bumper?
How much time do we have?
Ooh, gotta go.
Right? Actually, that just reminded me, I'm late.
She had the only entrance in Boomerang, though. Helicopter.
Girl.
In a crate. And then the man? Rogue. Yeah, the man.
Just carrying her, and I was just all like, damn, like, that's how you do it, bitch. That's
listen, fucker. Fucking old ass Eartha Kitt.
Baby, my favorite line was the pussy, pussy, pussy.
Don't say pussy, don't say pussy.
Pussy, pussy.
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
And that Aaliyah gown just looking sickening. Yes.
I want to say that I've been like following you, and I've been so proud of you and so happy for the things that you have going on, girl. I was just like, I always root for my girls. Like, listen, I'm a drag queen trapped inside of a trans person, trapped inside of a man, trapped inside of a woman. Like, I'm just trapped inside of so many different layers of things.
Layers.
You know, and I just comb it out in a good weave, you know?
Yes.
Good weave, white wine. We come a lot of them on the podcast time.
With TS, I don't think you know this, but at the season 9 finale taping, you were actually sitting just a row in front of my mother, the good old Reverend Coulee, and she afterwards she was just all like, Jaren, there was this woman sitting in front of me and she said some things that I have never heard in my whole life, and I knew immediately that she was talking about T.S. Madison. She said, I swear I was sweating. I was sweating. She's like, I didn't know that people could say that in public. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like that whole reunion, that was my mom's first time being in any like LGBTQ kind of environment. And yes, I know it was hella confronting for her, but her major takeaway from it, which is one thing that I love, she was just all like, I have never felt a love kind of energy like that in a room ever. She's like, you don't see that in the straight world, the way that I just felt all the love. And like, that's one of her biggest parts of like her mission that she preaches about is like love, not judging people, accepting people. And she said to me, she was just like, just seeing that you belong to a community like this makes me feel just like so much more comfortable knowing that, you know, you've got this kind of support.
And I'm so glad that I sat in front of her. She could know that all
you opened up her eyes, girl.
Yes, all the foolishness, honey. Yeah. But I remember, listen, I'm a Drag Race. I love everything Drag Race. I love everything, you know, RuPaul. I love everything. Like, I love the drama. I love the glitz, the glam about it. Like, it is our, and I say our because I fall under that umbrella. Thank you, Willem. I fall under that umbrella and can say this is something that we have. You know how sometimes you get out in the world and it's so much going on and you're trying to figure out like where you fit. Like, you know, this space I really love because I really feel like that I fit in this space because everybody don't fit into nothing except that space right there. And it's so good.
Yeah.
Honey, you found your niche and you filled it. And honey, I'm sure many are getting their niches filled still and loving that. We're all about to be so entertained by you on WE TV, March 4th. the T.S. Madison experience.
Yes, yes, God. Thank you, Willem. Thank
yes,
you.
Exciting. We are so excited. Cannot wait to watch.
Yes, yes. Because you know, you guys know that my mother, she's very, she loves the Lord. But we went on this journey with as a Black trans person growing up in Miami, okay, mm-hmm. where we're surrounded by lots of different cultures, definitely Caribbean culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Caribbean culture can be a bit
mm-hmm.
when it comes to LGBT anything, you know, let uh-huh. alone trans, you mm-hmm. know, so that all of that. And then my mother being, you know, loving God and having to be in a pub in the public where other people who love God are judging her because she loves her child.
Yeah.
You know, so I found mm-hmm. out in my journey, well, in this journey, that to love God and love your child, that's trans and not just regular trans. Mm. We're talking about the gutter, the 22 inches of trans, right? Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about the 22 inches of trans.
Yes, so ma'am.
That comes with a lot, like I'm so notorious for the things that I do and have done, and everything that I do and have done falls under the, well, that's not of God. That's definitely against God. Wait a minute. You mean she was a prostitute too? Wait.
Not, businesswoman.
Wait. She was going to go from he to she and be a prostitute and teach others how to get money in the field? Wait a minute. Wait, God don't like none of this. But then when you're blessed and they're looking at that stuff, they're like, wait, does God really bless mess? And I said, all day, bitch, all day.
All day. No romance without finance, too. I did see your mother had some words about that little chicken bucket dress you had on, showing all the breasts and all the thigh.
Well, yeah, you know, she don't like me, you know, displaying my KFC. You know, she's always told me. She wants me to be a Bojangles type girl, honey. Cover it up.
How many sides can we get, though?
Honey, all the sides, goddammit. You pull up to the speaking order and you can get it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to get it on WeTV starting March 4th. One more time, we got to plug it.
March 4th, March 4th, WeTV, the T.S. Madison Experience, honey. Produced by World of Wonder.
God is good.
God is good all the
They've
time.
They've given so many queer people chances, and yes. Gratitude is not conditional. Thank God for that.
Yes.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
God, so we are back right now, and I just got a notification from the man that's been whipping my hair into shape for a couple years now. He did this wig. His name's Zach Killian. He also had the distinction of wearing that hair that Beyonce wore that was like the slick back and then the shoop shoop with the flip at the bottom of the Ivy Park campaign.
Bitch, how many people did this wig? I swear to God, you gave four different names this entire podcast.
Yo, you've said three names so far. Who did the wig?
We had the colorist. We had the colorist, and then we had the stylist, and then we had the guy that did the frontal because we had a new front put in. Go wig or go home.
Oh, go Many wig or go home.
Mm-hmm. Go wig or go home. His name's James.
Oh, I
He's
love
great.
He. You know what? He did the frontal on my AS5 entrance wig. Love him. He's really sweet.
Sickening work. Zach did the style on this one, but he did Beyonce's hair for this Is it Icy? Who said Icy Park? Isn't it Ivy Park?
No, it's Icy because it's
winter.
It's like winter, like colors, you know, it's like baby blue, white, but then you got that cute little like
that brown warm, print.
Like, ooh, it's so cute. I actually, my, look at me, I'm stuttering. I'm so excited. My Ivy Park actually arrived in the mail today.
What?
I was going to wear it for this, but it was like windbreaker material. So it was too loud, but I can give y'all some ASMR really quick. Hold on.
Let me see it, bitch.
So, you know, I got the little classic.
Oh.
The little blue Adidas.
Can you zip it up and then unzip it?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear the zipper come down. Mm,
yeah.
Me too. Here.
And, you know, it feels like a really nice quality zipper. You know, the pool's got like this cute little.
Oh.
Uh-huh. A good heft to the pool. Yes. Not one of those zippers that you cut your cuticles up when you put your hand in your pocket.
Oh, that means a quality man will wear that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And let me hear how it is when it zips. Oh.
Let me unzip it.
Oh, my God.
That's the rainbow spotlight.
That's that deep zip. You know what I'm saying? Like, that zip got bass, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's when you know you got that good, good.
You know, you anticipating when it comes all the way down, like, that you're going to get a very special.
It's what we do. We just podcast. Everybody has a podcast now. Barack has a podcast. Bruce Springsteen. I wouldn't even think Bruce Springsteen knows how to work an iPod.
Are they two different podcasts or are they together?
It's the same show.
Wait, what?
They're on it together.
Yeah,
they're co-hosting. Yeah.
I can only read one sentence at a time.
Shay, why don't you read that?
Where is it? Because I actually just saw this on like my Apple News and I was like, did I read that correctly?
You know I can't read more than a sentence in a bottom lash.
Wait, Bruce Springsteen and who else has a podcast?
Barack Obama.
Obama.
Together?
Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen are the latest duo to have a podcast. Their new show, Renegades, Born in the USA, features the 44th president and the musician speaking intimately and expansively on topics like race, fatherhood, and this country's painful divisions.
I wonder how intimate I could speak to Barack.
Michelle wants a word, darling.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I love that they're talking together. I'm on like page 600 of his book right now.
Oh, I see it here, right under the Icy Park thing. Damn, I was like doing all that scrolling. It's literally right there.
Fashion before function,
honey. You was doing all that unzipping, honey. You got lost in the zipper.
I know. I got hot and bothered.
Now, if you were to ever have a podcast, what do you think it would be? The Queen's Court. That's on YouTube. That's not a pod, is it?
The Queen's Supreme Court is a podcast, and it's also on YouTube and stuff like that. But I'm getting ready to start a podcast with a gentleman. Well, one of the DPs from here that did one of the DPs from the
director of pussy.
Yeah, one of the DPs from my new television show, The T.S. Madison Experience, which will be airing March 4th on WeTV.
And you said one of the DPs. Did you have multiple DPs?
I've met two DPs while I was here, but one of the DPs that was here was very intriguing and very straight. And I love a straight DP.
Ooh. Yes, and right, straight to the point.
Straight to the point. He's a straight guy, and he and I actually became really good friends because I have a very I'm behaving here because I know that I'm trying to clean up my ass. I mean, act in.
After the DP, you need some TP.
Yes. But he says, like, I can say some problematic shit. And I feel like that we, because all of us here have made people laugh, and we are all queer, gay, trans, or something on this panel. And we should be able to tell gay jokes, trans jokes. Like, we should be able to tell straight people jokes like that, and they should be able to tell us jokes back, and we should be able to laugh and it not be so sensitive. Like, I'm able to tell a chick with a dick joke because I am a dick on a chick. God damn it. So I should be able to tell a joke like that. And I should not be held in some type of prison because I'm saying, oh, man, I said, you're not a great representation for trans women. Yeah, okay. I'm telling the fucking joke and I might say untuck it. Or pull it back or zip it up or mm-hmm. beanbag it or something. I might say something that's funny and it should not be, I should not be held accountable for the joke. Like I can see it was coming from a malicious place.
Yeah. It's but you're not. Speaking from your own experience, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's kind of like where comedy comes from. Like Willem was saying earlier, like one of the best things that we can do is like entertain people and make them laugh, you know, and give of ourselves in that way. And I feel like it requires some type of vulnerability to be able to like make a joke like that because you're reflecting on the experiences that probably have not always been the most positive. So people need to stop, I feel like, trying to take away those experiences from the people that make the joke and turn it into something that it's
yes,
not.
Yes, Shay. Like, listen, you are so articulate with it. You know, basically I say, man, fuck all that shit. If I want to talk about a person licking this ass from the front to the back, that's balls and all, I should be able to say that fucking shit instead yes. of being like, well, you know, the trans community really don't want to be objectified and we really don't want people talking about our parts because we're more than our genitalia. Yeah, we more than our genitalia, but I should be able to tell a joke about how fat my cock is on a motherfucking lips. You know, yes. I should be able to say that type of stuff. I should be able to embody my whole raw demeanor and have fun with it.
And that's the tea, girl, because like the trans experience, like all experiences, it's not monolithic. It's not one way for any one person. So it's just all like the same way that, like you said, like over the course of time, we've like added so many different like identities to like, you know, the queer community, you know, non-binary, trans, a gender non-conforming. People have to, I feel like, also leave openness to people who have been trailblazers like yourself for representation in media to allow you to be your true self. Because I feel like when people start pulling back too much, they lose their authenticity and that's, I mean, like, that's not cute either. So I'm just like, you kind of got to let people live, you know?
God,
like,
it has to be different facets of the situation. Like, you know, I love everybody that's been out there, you know, representing for the girls, but bitch, let me through.
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to say some shit that's fucked up. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to tell a bad joke about something to do with trans. Get ready. I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to apologize about, you know, about. No, I'm not. Fuck it.
Don't do it.
No.
I mean, I could be front to back with you and the dick's so big, I would have to stop to ask for directions, honey.
That's it right there. There we go. And I'm going to. I love all that. Willem, you and I was on our way to Australia and we told dirty jokes from the time we the whole fucking trip.
Remember we almost missed that flight, bitch?
Yeah.
Just in the lounge, we're in the wrong terminal. They're like, you're not going to make it. And we're like, yes, we are. We are not staying here.
Bitch, you jumped in. We jumped in the cab. I'm whispering to the man, baby, drive us somewhere. I don't know where we're going. Drive us. I'm doing all this shit to try to hurry up and get us over here. Like, we had a good time. And it's just like, that's all I like to do is have a good time. And I feel lots of times, especially in the climate that we're in now, I understand the severity of respecting, you know, people and respecting pronouns because I do demand that. But respecting it, but I also respect people who are not like everybody else. And mm-hmm. I also respect, just like Flame.
I love her.
I love Flame because Flame can say a lot of problematic shit. Flame does say a lot of problematic shit. However, Flame is true to who she is. This is her experience. It's her journey. This is what's true to her. And she should not be nailed to the cross for the things that she believes about herself.
100%. Yeah. Where can we find you on the internet, Miss Lady?
Well, you can find me on the internet at The Real T.S. Madison on Instagram, on Twitter, T.S. Madison ATL 1, Facebook T.S. Madison Hinton. Listen, just put in T.S. Madison and Google will send you exactly where you need to go.
Yeah.
Something will pop up.
No, something.
If you're lucky, two things will pop up.
Or maybe even four.
That's math.
Yes.
Work. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank y'all for having me, honey. I'm going to roll up on out of here. Get me a steak sandwich from somewhere, honey.
Ooh,
atta girl. I'm feeling fat sandwich. And juicy. You know?
Well, I forgot I'm supposed to make pizza tonight, and I ain't even started that dough, bitch.
What? You're going to make it from scratch?
Yeah.
This Chef Kool-Aid over there.
Flour, salt, hot water, yeast.
Wait, who got yeast?
Like my tucking panties.
Who got yeast? Okay, I got to get out of here, honey. That yeast is contagious.
Bye, superstar.
Bye, y'all. Love you. Bye, babies.
Shay, our listeners are vulgar pig people sometimes, and they send in pictures which are not befitting a lady. And I didn't want to burden you with all the drick. I know you have to make a fresh yeasty pizza tonight, so I don't want the dicks to get near the yeast and, you know, all that. So we're sparing you the spelunking, honey.
Thank you so much for protecting me and my yeast like that. Like, is true sisterhood.
You need to protect the yeast, mother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will you hold my bag while I go in this cave, girl?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to find Alaska. She's probably in there. She looks beautiful in the dark. Alaska!
Oh, well, you know, I wanted to meet up with you outside the cave really quick. I have your headlamp.
Oh, thank you.
I have your carabiners.
But where's yours, darling?
And
will you not be going on the journey?
I will be going on the journey because I can't tear myself away. So let's go.
You have a tear away? Not in the cave. It's dark.
My
what
Olivia
if it gets caught on a stalactite?
Canary yellow tear away, honey. Let's go. Spelunking. Deep inside the DMs.
This first message comes from Lindsay. She said... Are the birds quite through?
The bird was late, sorry.
Darling.
When will the birds stop squawking? From Lindsay. Hi, dolls, Dip and Shay. I've been surprised at how many fashion repeats we have seen on season 13 of Drag Race. So far, we've had two taxis, two bobblehead wigs, two crash test latex outfits, and Gottmik had a train conductor outfit similar to Tina Burner's, but wore another one. What would you do if you realized someone else had a similar outfit to you? At this rate, you all can create a mini segment for Who Wore It Better? Lots of love, Lindsay.
What do you think? I mean... Well, what would you do?
Whenever somebody wears something that's already been done, I feel like that's on them. And it's a creative challenge to either make that better or come up with something different. And I like that challenge. I like finding new ways to entertain people and doing stuff that people haven't done. But, you know, we're drag queens. We all think alike. And some of us are going to have the same great ideas because great minds think alike. And some of us do the same drugs, too. So we're influenced in that term.
Yeah, and I think about what Gottmik did, and Gottmik went ahead, and when the train conductor thing happened, she said, you know what, I'm going to use this other runway that I didn't get to use, and mm-hmm. it's a perfect opportunity to kill two birds with one stone, because then I won't be compared to someone else doing a train look, and I get to use this look that no one else got to see. So... I guess the advice is if you're going to Drag Race, prepare for this contingency. Prepare for the fact that this might happen. So have a few extra show-stopping looks that you bring with you. Like, make it part of your package because it really seems inevitable.
I mean, Lindsay even forgot the boxer outfit. Simone and...
T.
And Olivia both wore that, too. Like, you know. And it does help that when you borrow things from other queens, you don't borrow stuff that girls have already worn on the runway.
you mean that Nicki Minaj wig on season 4 that got passed around?
Yeah, the pass around party wig.
Yeah, highly.
Yeah, it helps.
It sucks because if you come out the next week, in the same runway, wearing the same thing as somebody else, it's going to look like you weren't original, whether that's the case or not, because it's usually just a coincidence. It's going to look like,
don't ask Ahura that.
Oh, you're not original. Or it's just going to seem like not as exciting. It's going to seem like anticlimactic. It's going to be like, well.
It definitely dilutes the idea.
Yeah.
Is there someone's job to ask what the looks are in production?
Now there is. Yeah, the girls need to get pretty much designs and sketches approved. Florence said that she was working with World of Wonder and Tina, like, because certain things need to be approved now. Like, it's crazy that they let Gottmik wear anal beads, but they wouldn't let Manila wear a pad. Like, why is one thing allowed but not another? Like, more people use pads than anal beads. I mean, not in my home, but I've heard other homes.
It's wild.
Yeah, World of Wonder is, they have their finger on everything nowadays.
Yeah. Huh. Well, let's get our finger into this next letter from John. Ooh. Hey, Alaska Willem and Big Dipper. Longtime listener and big fan of all your work. Okay, let's get into my question. John is the host now. Okay, let's get into this question. I am a straight white cis male. Please don't stop reading. But
thanks for coming to the show.
But love to go party at LGBT plus bars. I was first introduced to the scene because my friend came out as gay in university. He didn't have much support and also came from a very conservative home. So when he would want to go out to gay bars, I would accompany him so that he didn't have to go alone. I found quickly that LGBT plus bars are the best. So you can let go and just have a great time. There's no judgment and everyone just wants to have fun. It is a very freeing experience, especially for someone who's used to the shit show that is straight clubs. Whenever I'm invited by my other friends who are members of the community, I happily tag along. I truly believe that these bars helped me become a better ally, leading me to supporting LGBT plus culture, performers, and businesses. The only thing I find is that I get hit on quite a bit at these bars. I am by no means good looking, and this is not bragging at all. It simply just happens. I find it flattering, and I'm always happy to inform the person of my sexuality and not be rude. However, I find that at these bars, people do not take no for an answer. I have been followed around the club into washrooms, continually rubbed up on by someone. I have turned down on the dance floor and tons of other inappropriate things. I have for sure seen someone try and slip something in my drink as well. These all happen after I have declined their invitation and even said to them to stop a second time. They will often get mad at me and ask why I am even at the club to begin with. I guess my question is, do you two see this happen frequently in these spaces? Is there enough awareness about this kind of behavior in these spaces? And do I even have the right to complain about such a thing? At the end of the day, I am invading a safe space that is not directly intended for me. Would love to hear your thoughts on all of this. Attached are some nudes that I took after a gym session. They aren't my best work, but they normally get the job done in a pinch. Quarantine has been rough on the body. You gals have been keeping me sane during these wild times, and I can't thank you enough for that. Cheers from Toronto, John. P.S. Willem, I met you at a meet and greet in Winnipeg about 5 years back. You grabbed my dick over the pants, keeping it classy, and told the girl I was with that my penis seemed to be large. Your words led me to getting laid later and that night. So thank you for being an amazing wing woman.
Well, I was right. The dick is huge.
You were correct in that assessment.
The body is banging. He is a brick shit house. His dick looks as long as the space between his elbow and his wrist. It's an uncut member. It looks milky and pasteurized.
Yeah.
Pink head, not purple head. Some tattoos.
Brad, do you have any tattoos?
Do you have any advice for him? Because I think the best advice is just putting your price list up front right away. And the whole thing where, like, people are in the restroom, sliding by or following you into the washroom and stuff, that's called cruising. And gays cruise more than straight people, I think. Like, when they keep looking and a little bit of asking and, like, you know. Sometimes you gotta smack a hand away and then you know that's a no. You're being too nice to people. Or you tell the people that you don't want to come back up to you, say, yeah, I'm really into fucking shit. What did you have to eat today? I love scat. What did you right. turn them off? Get them out of your zone because.
I would start by saying that any behavior that is like sort of pushy or, you know, not really like listening to someone's consent, and especially like drugging somebody, I mean, all of those behaviors are not okay ever, no matter who it is, no matter when it is. If somebody says no, you have to fucking listen to that. So like, I'm sorry that you've dealt with that shit because it's horrible.
But you know what's even worse? Like not getting hit on at all and being ugly. So like, smile about it, I think, and like at least know that you're blessed and beautiful, but like do make your position known about that, I think.
I'm extremely protective of queer spaces. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to like to white straight men, I can't help but feel a little ping of like protectiveness over my space, because we queer people walk through the world feeling, you know, threatened and like we don't belong and like we can't completely be out there because it's dangerous and we might die if we do. So queer spaces are a place for us to, that's why, like you said, there is that feeling of like freedom and like sort of, you know, openness, because that's one of the few places that we are really fully allowed to let our hair down in that way. So it is important that you recognize, and it sounds like you do recognize that you're a guest in that space. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't excuse anyone's behavior if it's like not listening to your consent or fucking trying to drug you or trying to harass you in any way. I don't like that at all.
But
like,
if you're gonna be a straight guy at a gay bar, do you think part of that cover charge or tax for enjoying our space is let some old gay dude go down on you just once?
I do recommend trying that.
Let that queen at the end of the bar suck your dick in the handicap stall. Give it
I
to her.
I do recommend trying that because there's no way you won't enjoy it.
Honestly.
Okay. Why don't you read this next one?
Okay. John has more nudes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there were four photos.
Oh, Winnipeg me.
Also, this next one is...
Excuse me? Who is who in this? Josh, how dare you? You said, dear horse face, patient zero, and sloppy blowjob monster. A, who the fuck is who? And B, how dare you?
Yeah, Josh Jesus is a little criminy. Cheeky in this letter, but... Yeah,
little? She's got three cheeks. My husband and I have recently adopted a 23-year-old baby gay and have been teaching him through the various trials and tribulations experienced in early seasons of Drag Race. Mm-hmm. It's been an exciting, occasionally tedious, but overall enjoyable process. One thing I've noticed in watching these old seasons is some inconsistency and blurring showing the doll's voluptuous tatas. For instance, Monica Beverly Hills, out trans woman, acknowledged on the show, nips out and available. Lil Kenya Michaels, trans woman, not acknowledged on the show, fishy as fuck, nips out and available. Numerous voluptuous queens with ample cup size in and out of guiche, nips out and available. Fake ass, silicone, breastplates, and a wet t-shirt contest, nips blurred. Do you have any insight on how these things are handled? Yes, many of the contestants are men, but when fully dolled up, some, look far more woman than any of the biological females I encounter with my daily travels. Why the inconsistency? Who makes the decision? Where's the beef? Thanks for the thoughtful discussion. Attached is a pic for your perusal. Josh. Well, A, areolas are not beef-based, first of all. So there is no beef.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Pork.
I remember that they blur... Honey, the blurring, there is no rhyme or reason, I don't think.
No.
They didn't blur out Jiggly's Escape from Nutsack Mountain moment until someone complained.
Right.
There's many different things that are blurred, aren't blurred. Candy's nipples aren't blurred, but they were bigger than Kenya's at her time. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the reason that, and I think the responsibility of blurring stuff comes down to the person making the show, right? And they do it to cover their ass. I
think it's the network.
Network. It's standard in practice. Sometimes they don't catch stuff and then they blur it later.
Right. So whoever's in charge of it is not, I mean, it's like, it's they're doing it so they don't get, you know, in trouble or get fined, and they're doing it to cover their ass. So that's why it's so inconsistent. And I don't know what the answer should be. I mean, I don't personally, I'm like,
free the nipple.
Why the fuck? Yes, free the fucking nipple. I think the human body is fierce and wonderful, and I don't think it should be blurred at all, but that's me. So I don't know what the answer is.
Honey, I've seen you use that blur tool.
That's just on the lace. That's just on the lace.
Just the lace.
Maybe a little under the eyes, depending on the lighting.
Just a skosh.
But also his letter is so, like, it's this way or this way, or someone looks more like a woman. Like, that's where it's all fucked up, that perspective even exists.
Yeah, but he sent a dick pic, so that's good.
I take great umbrage with a lot of things. Wording.
Honey,
wise.
I don't even know if you have any more room for all the umbrage you've taken.
My name is Professor Umbridge. I don't even want to. I'm sorry. I don't know why some things are blurred and why some things aren't. And probably the way things are going, it's probably going to be more things are blurred and everything is fucking blurred.
We'll text Rue though and let her know.
I'm grateful for the older seasons where some things got to slip by and slip out. Jiggly, I'm looking in your direction. Do we describe the dick pic? I see a button-down blouse with rainbow flags on
it. A wood watch. There's multiple wood features in this photo, mm-hmm. including the wristwatch and the drick. The drick is wooden.
He's grasping the drick. He has a silver wedding band. Mm-hmm. Shaved balls.
Yes. An ash blonde with some warm ginger undertones.
His second pick is just a face pick. I mean, it's just hi.
See, you see face pick, I see whole pick.
Oh dear. Any face is a goal.
Yeah, which one are you wearing today? This is a new one. You're doing lace front eyebrows now?
Face lace.
Oh, yeah. Face lace.
Yeah, the company that did Lady Gaga's facial appliques for the Super Bowl.
This is beautiful. And this 3D printed bustier that you're wearing.
Yeah, it is.
I love that. Yeah. You look kind of like an animalistic Tigger.
I'm the fashion queen of Hora.
Oh. Aww. When you come through the door.
Dancing to our Scottish jig. Lawless Cheney's open this geek. I'm so glad I got a chance to spelunk with you today, and I've really enjoyed listening to this episode, so thank you.
Please turn in your headlamp and exit the cave.
I will. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to us on Hot Goss this week, and a special, special, special thank you to our guest host, Shay Coulee.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun, girl.
I really wanted you to wear the crown, but you know that ponytail.
You know, yeah, it wasn't really like fitting around the ponytail, but it's really great on the shelf above my couch.
Gorge. T.S. Madison, thank you so much for joining us. You were really great as our tip spot. And you can send questions if you have any for us to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey guys, just so you know, we also have bonus video available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte.
We will continue to release some of the Patreon content from 2019 for free on YouTube on Alaska's channel and my channel. So subscribe on YouTube, hit the little bell icon, and you get notifications when we put new crap up. That's how that works.
Yeah, and make sure to go and follow us on IG at Willem at the only Alaska 5000.
Well, say yours.
And make sure you go and follow us. I was going to throw it on at the end.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Humble queen.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Shea Coulee, at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, and Race Chaser Pod, and Mom Podcast.
Bitch, you're so good at this. You need your own pod. That link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots and lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Please check it out and do what you can. And wear a mask, wash your hands, as long as you're not wearing nails. Stay safe and healthy.
Yes, and we will be back. No, I mean, I won't, but Alaska and Willem will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling, hot goss.
Bitch, there's the duck on the porpoise again. Get it off of that. It's gonna put its foot in the blowhole. We're gonna be eating non-dolphin steak tuna all week.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.